The music is pumping and the dry ice is flowing at Club 7969 in West Hollywood. The guys are pretty average looking, but the women, not so much. A lot of these ladies are very tall, with lots of makeup, big hair, and big bust lines. None of these ladies were born female.
I'm a pre-operative transsexual, drop-dead gorgeous motherfucking goddess.
That's Veronica Delmonico, a beautiful brunette with big eyes and a tight black bustier that doesn't leave much to the imagination. She frequents this club on Fridays for tranny night.
You don't have to worry about guys freaking out. You don't have to worry about guys being weirded out. You can be yourself.
Some of these girls are obviously guys, but some are gorgeous. A few do stripteases in elaborate costumes, and you can't help but stare in awe of what can be done with modern medicine these days. But not everyone here has been surgically altered. Some of the ladies are transvestites, men dressed as women. 21-year-old Rafia Taylor says she enjoys living her day-to-day life as a guy.
It's kind of fun to, you know, test both worlds and see like how people treat girls and how they treat guys.
Others in the crowd are transsexuals, which means they've had a sex change operation. And then there are transgenders like Delmonico. The 25-year-old has taken female hormones since she was 14 and has breast implants, but is still technically a man. Although she gets a lot of stares from the crowd, Delmonico says it's hard to meet a nice guy as a transgender.
You're constantly getting all this sexual attention from guys, but they never want to create a relationship.
In her experience, the man most likely to go for a transgender is high-powered and can get any woman he wants, but has gotten bored. And even though Delmonico was born a guy, she doesn't have a lot of faith in the male species.
Guys will sleep with men, women, transsexuals, fish, a f***ing Danish, a piece of fruit, everything.
There are all kinds of men at this club. Most have come by themselves. Jake Triplehorn says he's straight, as in not attracted to regular men.
And I've been married and have a girlfriend or have girlfriends, but I'm always intrigued with these special beauties, if you want to call them, you know, that.
Triplehorn told me eventually he'd like to settle down with a nice transgender, but that this probably isn't the place he'll meet her. He says a lot of people here are call girls.
There's a dollar amount associated, unfortunately, so it's hard to find someone.
After the club is closed, a big group remains outside. People stand chatting, pairing off, and waiting for valet. Delmonico and her friend Monique are in good spirits before they dart off in their black BMW. Triplehorn stands by himself. He obviously hasn't found that special beauty tonight. In West Hollywood, this is Lindsay Watts, Annenberg Radio News.